Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very excited about this announcement that I'm going to make to you right now. Mr. Austin Kiplinger is here. He's in the building, so to speak. Austin is he's a national treasure, folks, as far as I'm concerned. He's one of my heroes. He's what I think George S. Sellers would call a witness to a century. He recently had his 96th birthday, just this weekend, I think. He's the chairman of Kiplinger Washington Editors, the editor emeritus of the Kiplinger Washington Letter, and which, by the way, is just having their 91st anniversary. And this is our 17th year to celebrate his birthday.
Seems like only yesterday.
Mr. Kiplinger, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back, and as always, and happy birthday, by the way.
Well, thank you 96. Very much. I'm stretching it out, you know. I'm going to keep it going for quite a while.
Well, we're going to do this. We're going to do 17 more of these, right?
Yes, indeed.
So, 96. Talk to us about what it's like to be 96.
Well, I have to specify which century I'm talking about.
Which millennia too, right?
Well, I haven't quite comprehended that part, but seriously, I was born at the end of World War I. Actually, it was still going on, and I went into my father's office when the letter was started in 1923. And I watched the inaugural parades from the window of the office about two blocks from the White House. So I've seen a lot of changes in Washington and in the country, my Lord. When we talk about changes here, we're really talking about changes throughout the country.
Right.
You know, there's kind of a misconception that Washington creates things. It doesn't create anything. It just consolidates what's going on elsewhere.
Right.
Good, bad, and indifferent.
Right. It does control a lot of things, though, and that's another topic. But back to being 96. Now, you were an aviator in World War II, a distinguished aviator.
Yes, naval aviator in the Pacific.
Right. You flew a similar torpedo ship to President Bush, right?
That's exactly right. It was called an Avenger. It was a TBF, yeah. And actually it was kind of an attack plane. Today we call them an attack plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had forward-firing machine guns, and we had bombs, and we could actually drop a torpedo, but I never sank a Japanese ship. I almost sank an American one time, but that wouldn't have looked very good on record.
That's another story. So then you came out of the military, and you decided to get in journalism, which was your family's business, but you went in another direction. You started with some of the other publications, with the newspapers.
Well, actually, I was dedicated to being a newspaper man or a journalist from the time I could walk. There was never any question. I always wonder about these people who don't know exactly what they want to do in life. Well, mm-hmm. I never had that problem. I started, when I was in my teens. When I was in college, I worked for the Ithaca Journal as a string correspondent,
mm-hmm.
and I did a little work for the Associated Press, and I worked on the Kiplinger Letter. And so by the time the war came along, I had half a dozen years of journalistic experience, and when the war was over, there was just no question I was going to come back to it.
Mm-hmm. And you came
I never
back...
had any of the disadvantage of having to wonder about what I was going to do.
But you were multimedia, too. You were print and electronic in those days.
Well, that came later.
Yeah,
I started our magazine right after the war, and that was my first assignment. That was, we called it the Kiplinger Magazine.
Right.
And then we got that underway, and I thought maybe I ought to get out and get some experience out of Washington. So I went to Chicago, and I was working for the Chicago Journal of Commerce,
mm-hmm.
which merged into the Wall Street Journal. And then I got into broadcasting news and news analysis for ABC and NBC and covering the conventions, the political conventions, Eisenhower and Adlai Stevenson and so on. Then I came back home, and since then I've been in Washington.
And the Kiplinger letter, the letter itself, I'm looking at, at a copy of the original September 23rd, September 29th, 1923. So later this month, the Kiplinger letter will celebrate its 91st anniversary.
That's exactly right. And it was one page, as you see.
Yeah.
You have it in front of you there.
I do. Yeah.
And, you know, I often tell the staff that we could just reprint that earlier letter because the subjects are often the same.
It's amazing how things keep coming back around. Ladies and gentlemen.
You had tariffs. You had taxes.
Yeah.
You had a new technique. It was a very electronic thing called radio.
Exactly. Hold on, which we're gonna come back to radio right after these messages, folks. I know you're not gonna go away because we still have Mr. Austin Kipp.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.